5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
All right, quiet down, quiet down. Let's have some order. I'm calling this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to order. My name is Tobe. I am the president of the Dubious Goals Committee and its chief disinformation officer. And today's first order of business will be to read this fortune cookie fortune. And it says, investigate new possibilities with friends. Now is the time. I agree. Now is the time to investigate new possibilities with friends, especially if they're cute. The second order of business will be to figure out why this pen doesn't write anymore, because it should be writing. Get that figured out. I'll shake it, and then we'll write words on paper, and it'll be very interesting. Put that aside for now. The third order of business is to push this button. Yes, you can help me.
Information.
Yes, I need some information. Should I eat lunch? What do I need to eat? I think we're going to have to eat some tacos today. Or do I want to go to the Chinese restaurant? I don't know. I haven't decided. So let's take a vote. All those in favor of me eating lunch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those in favor of me not eating lunch? No votes. Looks like I'm going to be eating lunch today. I'm glad you're all excited about it. Because I know I am already. After all, tacos. And the last order of business on the agenda today is... I don't even want to get into this, but oh boy, we've had some complaints from our contingency in Contra Costa County. And up there in central Contra Costa, they've been complaining. And so I had to give my very good friend Dick Goodbody a call. And I discussed things with him for quite some time, and we've reached an agreement. So today, we're going to turn the airwaves over to my own personal good friend, Dick Goodbody. He's live and he's remote from Dick's Auto Hive, his car lot. And if you have any questions about automobiles or automobile related things, trivia, anything you've got, get by your phone now and get ready to call in to Dick, and he will tell you all about it. So let's stop yakking and turn it over to Dick Goodbody. Take it away, Dick.
It's time for the Drive Line, your chance to drag. Live from Dick's Auto Hive in central Contra Costa, it's the Drive Line. Join Dick for your chance to drag in his mechanical brain up the grade with your highly vehicular situations. Now to the Hive and Dick Goodbody.
Well, hello, and come on in. It's another dry night here in Central County. I'm Dick Goodbody here beneath the biggest key rack in town, and have we got some excitement in store for you tonight. Our main event being our Stir the Stump segment, another of our fabulous game shows with some surprise celebrity guests. In the meantime, it's my turn. As many of you know, I have become one of the most renowned experts on automobile trivia, and this is your chance to call up and talk about your car. Now, if you'd like to dare me to describe the grillwork, body style, or particular feature of your car, I will. And without the help of a reference guide, our judges will vouch for me there. You can call me at 442-848-415-4155 to talk about one of the world's most beloved and exalted status symbols, your car. And we're ready to take our first call. Let's see who we can get on the line. Hello, you're on the air. Who's on the line?
Yeah, hi. I was just listening, and I heard your invitation to call up. You actually can describe something on the grill work of my 46 Studebaker pickup truck.
46 Studebaker pickup truck.
You think you could handle that? I got a good question for you.
You drive a 46 Studebaker pickup? Is that a short bed?
Yeah, it is a short bed pickup.
Mm-hmm. Standard short bed.
Yeah, can you vague? That's a pretty tough question. Now, this isn't your.
Well, you've sure got a lot question. You've got a lot of chrome strips, I'd say.
Yeah.
Two headlights, one on each side.
Yep. It does have those.
And a couple of real big fenders there.
Yeah.
Is it green, by any chance?
You know what? It is a green truck.
Pardon?
You don't have this. Isn't an ESP show, is it?
No, but 46 Studebaker's green was a very popular color.
Jeez, that's funny you say, because I swear to God, it was a green truck, and I just sold it about a year ago. But I have a good question for you, if you can remember, picture what the teardrop headlights look like.
Well, the turn signal would be underneath.
It was. Okay, now, my question is... Okay, now if you can picture, there's a chrome strip on the front chrome strip on the headlamp, the lamp itself.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, what gives you that teardrop shape. Now, my question to you would be, on the front of the pickup, where are the parking lights located?
The parking lights are below the headlights. They are
good.
They're round.
You're right.
And they come to a point.
I'm really amazed. You got it. That's damn good. Most people don't even know what the 46 Studebakers look like, let alone that they had the teardrop headlights. That's great.
Okay, we'll take another call. Thanks a lot for calling. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Good night. Hello there. You're on the drive line. Dick Goodbody here.
I don't know a damn thing about anything, okay?
Okay, we're moving right along. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Jill.
Who is this?
Jill.
Jill, hello, Jill.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Berkeley.
Yeah, you sound local. You're coming in nice and clear. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well,
what are you driving these days?
I drive a Chevy.
A Chevy?
Yeah, 59 Chevy.
59
and,
Chevy.
Yeah.
You've got the Tootsie Roll lights in back.
In your Chevrolet.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
I've always.
Are you Dr. Green?
We're talking about the Tootsie Roll lights on the back of your 59 Chevy under the fins. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And you've got to guess the color, though.
Metallic green.
No.
Pardon?
No.
Is it original paint?
Yeah.
It's the original stock color. Okay. Let's see. Black?
No.
Those came in a wide assortment of colors that year. Let me think. What was another popular color?
Why don't you get one more guess?
I want to say red, but I have a feeling that that you wouldn't drive a red car.
Yep. Root beer.
Root beer, metallic root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice car. Is it in good shape? All the chrome on it still?
It's a beauty.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, my husband works on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got those little pointy turn signals in front as well. You got kind of a fin effect in the front and back.
The fin effect.
You have
in
little arrows. Your signal.
Oh right,
your signals in front are little arrows.
You know your cars. Hm.
Yeah, well, it's my business. Thanks for calling. Hello there. You're on with Dick Goodbody.
Hi, I got a real stumper for you.
A real stumper.
Now, my girlfriend has a car. And I want you to tell me all you can about it. It's called a Lada. L-A-D-A, Lada. What do you know about a Lada?
What year?
Well, any year. I'm just trying to stump you. It's a real tough car. You can't find it in America.
Well, I know. It would be readily available. Well, not so readily available, but it would be moving about in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
So most of them come in an off-white color.
And what kind of engine do they have?
I'm really not familiar with Soviet engines.
Okay, well, don't be surprised to see him in this country pretty quick.
I see. Well, hello there. You're on the drive line?
Who cares?
All right, and this is Dick Goodbody back in Central County, broadcasting live from Dick's Auto Hive, and I think it's time we broke things up a bit with a little bit of auto trivia. And first, before you get on the air to take your questions, we'll be qualifying with, with some gas station names. You need to get gas before you get on the line, so... let's go ahead and give it a try, and we'll explain it as we go on before I fall off my chair. Hello there, caller. Hello, caller.
You ignorant ass son of a bitch. Why don't you answer?
Okay, and this is Dick Goodbody from The Hive. If you would like to play our automobile trivia game, we have some excellent categories to choose from. Let's go over our categories that we have available if anybody is interested. We shall... We have in our first round, Cheaper Cheese, It's a Gas, and You Light Up My Life. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Hello there.
Laura?
Mm-hmm. And where are you calling from, Laura?
Radio Land.
That's a good place to be. And your three selections, so you can get your gas, Sohio, Santana, or Soklahoma.
Soklahoma.
No, I'm sorry. That's not the name of the legitimate gas station. We're having trouble getting people qualified here. Maybe this is a person who can do so. And are you ready to qualify, caller?
Yes!
All right. Now, where are you calling from?
The Eighth Dimension.
Pardon?
The Eighth Dimension.
The Eighth Dimension. And what is your name?
Weaver.
Okay. And let's go ahead and let's see if you can qualify for this round by giving me the correct name of the gas station. Would that be Pixley, Simus, or Nesbitt?
Pixley!
I'm sorry. You're going to have to try again. And who's next on the line here? Hello? Anybody
what
there?
Do cars have to do with it?
And you're on the air to qualify?
Oh, good.
Who is this?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Jose.
San Jose. San Jose Randy on the phone to qualify for a round in automobile trivia.
Good.
So I'd like you to tell me which of these three is a legitimate gas station. Would that be Clark Regional, Conoco, or Dixie Peach?
No, Conoco.
Conoco is correct, a great Midwestern brand.
Right.
And we'll go ahead and get into this next round.
Cool.
And our categories, as mentioned earlier, Cheaper Cheese, Limousines of Pope Paul VII, and our new category, Prepmobiles.
Prepmobiles, let's do it.
Prepmobiles, okay. Select from the following choices which cars are truly cool. Would that be... A 1971 Mercury Cyclone spoiler, a 1964 Studebaker Avanti, or a 1969 Chevrolet Concours Estate?
No, the Avanti.
The Avanti is correct, and that is 1 point, and you're on your way in automobile trivia.
Good man.
Okay, question number two. Which of these cars are the cool model and make and year? Would that be the 1974 Hornet Sportabout, 1968 Dodge Monaco, or the 1969 Ford LTD wagon?
Pacer. Shit, that's not much of a choice, but I'll take
yes, but
the
one
Hornet.
Of them, I'm sorry, not the Hornet. Believe it or not, it's the 1969 Ford LTD wagon. That
You're
is becoming coming fast becoming popular
Ooh,
among college students. So we'll go on to question number three.
You know, I thought you said cool.
Royal Monaco
Brougham. We'll go with a 1949 Crosley, a 1978 Plymouth Arrow, or a 1975 Corvette.
Probably a Crosley.
Oh, gosh, you know.
diplomat.
I don't like the Vette. I'll go with the Crosley.
You got it. It's the Crosley. No, you're
Crosley
smart at not going
car.
Not going for that Corvette. That is a very
Crosley was a good car.
That is a very uncool car, the Corvette.
Well, you know, and 75 was.
Yeah. And
55 wasn't.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're on the right track.
There you go.
Question number 4.
Okay.
Would that be the 1973 Dodge Dart Hang 10, the 1974 Nova Spirit of America, or a 1966 Volvo?
Zephyr.
Okay, what was the first choice?
1973 Dodge Dart Hang 10, 1974 Nova Spirit of America, or a 1966 Volvo.
Oh, they probably like the Volvo.
That's correct, and you are tied with, there's a two-way tie. It's a three-way tie now, and this will be the tiebreaker for you.
Good.
And we'll see if you can get it right.
I'm sure I can.
Which of these are the cool car? The 1979 Chevy Camaro Z28, the 1969 Toyota Land Cruiser.
No, it's the Z, forget it.
And a 1971 Buick Electra 225.
Z28.
Were you listening to what I said? Would you like me to repeat them? Okay, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. That is about as cool as a 1975 Corvette. It was the 1969 Toyota Land Cruiser.
You're kidding. Who would drive around that thing? It weighs 5,000 pounds.
Well, you are Randy, and you are, is that correct?
That's right.
So thank you for calling, and we'll get another qualifier on the line.
Listen.
Okay, and who's on the line now?
This is Miguel, man, from the Mission.
Okay.
And I know more about cars than you honkies do, man.
Great. Well, we're looking for that. Our categories now, actually, we're running down. We only have two categories left, and that would be our first original category.
I just know about cars, man.
Okay, well, choose a category. Would it be cheaper cheese or limousines of Pope Paul VII? I guess maybe you'd be good at that one. But, which one would you like?
The first one, man.
The cheaper cheese?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Let's start out with these questions
up,
on... Okay, these questions on low-priced automobiles.
Yeah, man. That's where I am at, man.
All right. Number one, of the first or of the three following selections, tell me which originally was aimed at the budget-minded consumer. Okay, would it be the 1961 Plymouth Fleet Special, the 1975 Chevrolet Laguna S3, or the 1973 Ford Custom 500?
The Plymouth, man.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
No.
It was the 1973 Ford Custom 500, I guess.
That's a trick question, man.
Well, in a way, I guess it's kind of a trick the company plays on you, because the stripped-down model, they actually called the Custom. I don't know what they were trying to pull, but there you have it.
You come down to 24th and Mission and pull that crap, man.
Well,
let's... We'll customize your nose, geeky boy.
Are you ready for the second question?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of these hot-selling automobiles carried the lowest base sticker price?
Hot.
Would that be the 1972 Hornet SST Gucci Coupe, the 1971 Mercury Montego MX Brougham Villager, or the 1973 Dodge Coronet Crestwood Brougham?
Tornado.
Mercury, man.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect again. And the correct answer was the 1972 Hornet SST Gucci Coupe at $28.75.
That's another trick question, man. You're using child psychology.
The Mercury was actually the middle priced at $34.56, and the 73 Dodge Coronet Crestwood Brougham had an original sticker price of $37.91. And at that, we're on to question number 3. You still have a chance
Swinger.
To tie if you get the next 3 correct. Which of these...
Where did you learn to be obscure, man?
Okay, well, just down at the Auto Hive, I guess.
I'll be good from now on, man.
All right, let's see you do it. Which of these lousy 1977 cars has the most rapid depreciation rate? Would that be the Ford LTD2 station wagon, the AMC Concord DL sedan, or the Plymouth Grand Fury Custom? And these are all from the 1977 model year.
The AMC.
I'm sorry again. It was the Plymouth Grand Fury Custom. I remember in about 1980, you could pick one of those up for about $1,200. So
I got everyone wrong, man.
Well, you
do
still
I win a prize,
at
man?
The last two. Well, not now. Of the following three, which did not offer... Excuse me. Of the following three, which did not offer air conditioning as standard equipment? This did not offer air conditioning as a standard equipment. 1974 AMC Ambassador Brougham, a 1972 Mercury Monterey Custom, or a 1975 Chrysler New Yorker?
The Chrysler, man.
I'm sorry, it was the 1972...
Oh, man, this time I had you all figured out, man.
It was the 1972 Mercury Monterey Custom. Have you been down to Monterey lately?
I was raised in Monterey.
You were raised in Monterey. Well, you should have known that one. So, finally, question number five. Which of the following foreign jobs, on the average, has the shortest life expectancy? Okay, which has the shortest life expectancy? Would that be the 1972 Mazda R100 Coupe, the 1976 Datsun Honeybee, or the 1971 Plymouth Cricket? Okay, I'm afraid your time's up. Okay, a little entertainment courtesy of the weatherman, I guess. Would you like to comment on that?
No, I don't want to comment on it. It's
okay.
All right.
Well, we've killed 2.5 hours already.
Thank you.
And we're going to turn you over to the weatherman with a special presentation right after we hear this.
I finally came through from that, and I
don't
know what I want to do now after that.
We had a plot for this show, but anyway.
You heard the rototiller start up?
Okay, we're going to try to go to the phones and see if we can dread this. Hello?
Cut off, it's chest cut open.
Yes. Oh, come on. You're going to turn me into Sammy the Whammy again. I don't want to have to do that.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. Could you do it? Do it to me, wham me.
You want me
to? Do it, do it. Come on, give me the...
Okay.
I want sparks. I want to see sparks.
Ha 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 ha! Burn your communism at 451 degrees! Ha ha! I gotcha! There, how's that?
1995, over.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Oh, what, listen. What, you wanna do it?
You wanna sing a song?
Oh, no, listen. Can I recite you my prayer? I wrote a prayer.
Well, we can.
Okay.
Okay, I guess. So whatever you wanna
okay,
do.
Can I do that
now?
Okay. God, grant me the Valium to accept the things I cannot change, the speed to change the things I can, and the LSD to know the difference. Hello?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Did you feel anything?
The tubes are still lit
up. Well, if you're not stoned, you didn't do it right.
No, we're not. We're just regular.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm regular now, too.
You are?
I haven't had a drink or drug in 14 months.
Well, maybe you better start watching the Playboy Channel.
The television set.
All right, people, you'd better listen good to me this time. Let's just suppose this one time that you are watching the Playboy Channel, and it's just about time for them to have an orgasm. Let's just suppose that's happening right now. When all of a sudden... Did you hear me? I said wham! Horrible noise comes in and wrecks your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. Do you hear that noise? I said, do you hear that noise? There it goes again. You hear it? that awful interference wrecking your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. You've called the cable TV company 6 times. You've actually had the technician out 6 times to try to fix that problem so that you can have an orgasm on the Playboy Channel. And each time the technician comes out, he can't fix the problem. He is fired. Wham. Guess what, folks? You still can't have a good orgasm on the Playboy Channel. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing that ever happened? I'll be jiggered.
Sounds good. Sounds like the mic's pretty hot, but deviation sounds good now. You're not driving my needles backwards anymore, anyway. Stop, stop, don't. Ooh, ooh, what are you doing to it? Don't do anything now, okay.
You must choose free TV or pay TV. You can't have both. If pay TV takes over, it will cost you up to $1,000 each year to see what you are now getting free. If pay TV takes over, you face the loss of all major sports events, such as the 49ers, Oakland Raiders, Warriors, and the Giants. If pay TV takes over, you face the loss of all the great stars and top programs you now enjoy free. If pay TV takes over, that spells the eventual doom of free TV. The major TV networks, in sworn testimony before the United States Congress, warn that if pay TV takes over, the networks themselves will be forced to go into pay TV. Stop pay TV. Save free TV. Keep home TV free. You must choose. Top officials of pay TV predict that you will be spending up to $1,000 each year to watch your own TV set in your own home. This means you will be paying to see what you now get free. Don't be fooled by the false promises of pay TV. The solemn warning from the presidents of CBS, NBC, and ABC in sworn testimony before the United States Congress is that if pay TV takes over, the networks themselves will be forced to go into pay TV. Stop pay TV. Keep home TV free. Save free TV. Paid for by the Citizens Committee for Free TV.